This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Been looking forward to talking to Courtney. Courtney Kyle, she's launched her single Hummingbird. It'll be added to Fab FM's playlist today. It will go onto the playlist. It's a song born out of the Melbourne 2020 lockdown, and Courtney did this with Rod McCormick, three-time CMAA Producer of the Year, and it's pretty special that she's got Rod helping her with projects, because he is good. He has worked with some of the biggest in the business, including Reba McEntire, Keith Urban and Garth Brooks. Born and raised on a working deer farm in the Adelaide Hills, she sort of left there at a very young age and is now living and working in Melbourne. Courtney Kyle has worked very hard to make it in this tough business, graduating from the Country Music Association Australia Senior Academy of Country Music in 2016. In the last few years, Courtney has been mentored and trained by the best in the business, including 1991 star maker and five times Golden Guitar winner Gina Jeffries. She was the recipient of multiple awards at the 2016 Australian Songwriters Conference. She had a huge start, her debut single, a track called I Just Want to Hold You, which I played yesterday morning and I'm going to play in a moment. It reached number one on the Australian iTunes Country Chart and peaked at number 15 on the Music Network Country Hot 50 Airplay Chart. I want you to hear that track again before we talk to Courtney about her brand new release. Here is I Just Want to Hold You, Courtney Kyle.
Time feels like it's at a standstill. I swear my wheels are spinning fast, but boy, I'm still not close enough to where you are.
Courtney Kyle and I Just Want to Hold You. Now to her brand new single, Hummingbird, and our chat with Courtney. So we'll say good morning to Courtney right now. How are you? Welcome to Fab FM.
Hello. Thank you so much for that wonderful intro.
Well, you deserve it. You really do, because it's a tough old game and you're proceeding. You've sort of got it really. You're on a good path at the moment. I think it's just a pleasure to talk with you. And look, I want to thank you, Courtney, for not going into heavy rock.
Well, I don't think it would probably suit me too well, heavy rock. I think country is my nice little spot.
It absolutely is. No, you just absolutely nail it. I want to talk about, before we get to Hummingbird and what have you, I want to talk about Rod McCormick. He's on board with Hummingbird and somebody who obviously supports you. How did you end up working with Rod? As I said in that introduction, he's worked with some big stars in country music, Garth Brooks, Reba McEntire, and people like Keith Urban. So how did you meet him and how did it all unfold?
Oh, I'm so lucky to have crossed paths with Rod. He's just been such a lifesaver and a great, great person to work with. But I was lucky enough to get introduced to him by a couple of producers and songwriters in Melbourne. And I was in Nashville in 2019 and he happened to be there at the same time. So we all just connected up and just caught up, you know, as Aussies on the other side of the world. And then when I came back to Australia, I just reconnected with him at the start of last year and we really just took it from there. He was happy to jump on board and work with me on this project and haven't looked back since. It's been such a dream working with him, because not only is he a super talented producer, but a great musician, songwriter, and been such a wonderful mentor for me.
That is fantastic. Now, tell us a little bit about the Courtney Kyle story, about you growing up and how you were shaped as a woman.
Yes, yeah, certainly. I've been so lucky to have such a diverse upbringing with music. I've been listening to all sorts of genres. You know, we'd be listening to Pavarotti, we'd be listening to Dolly Parton, to Fleetwood Mac, the Eagles. I've listened to all sorts of stuff. So music was always a natural direction for me to head down. And as I got to about the age of 9, my parents graciously popped me into some vocal training, which I'm very thankful for. And after that, I really just kept going with it and did dancing. I did a bit of musical theatre in school and things like that, just anything in the creative arts field, really. And by the time I got to my early teens, there was not really a doubt in my mind as to what I wanted to do with my life, and that was music. So I really started investing into, you know, trying to hone in my songwriting craft and also just develop my skills so that then, you know, come time to release music, you know, I'd be ready. And that's why I took my time. I went to the Academy of Country Music in Tamworth in 2016, which was such a wonderful opportunity and experience. And that was probably when I first went, you know what, I think country music is the path for me to go down. And I haven't looked back since. I went full-time into music at the start of last year after working in motorsport for quite a few years. But that was always the goal, to, you know, head down the music path. And it was never a question of whether it was going to happen. It was just when.
Right. Okay. And motorsport, how were you involved in motorsport?
Well, my family has been involved in it growing up, and my dad's an avid cars fan, so I've always been around tracks and things like that. And through their business, they were involved in sponsoring in motorsport in Australia, so it was also a natural progression for me to follow that path a little bit too. So I spent a couple of years working for Porsche Cars Australia in their motorsport team. But as much as I love my motorsport, music still has the main place in my heart.
We're talking with Courtney Kyle, and we'll tell you, we'll chat about Courtney, and she's getting back into motorsport in performing, but we'll get to that. You were talking about some of the music that you listen to, the Eagles and others. Was there a particular artist that you were listening to as a young person that really, you know, floated your boat?
That's a hard one. I've always found it really tricky to answer questions about who my favourite artists are, because I just listen to so many different genres. But in the country side of things, you know, when I was in my early teens, I definitely went through a big Taylor Swift stage where I thought, you know what, if she can do country music, maybe I can too. You know, she reinvented, you know, the modern era of country a little bit. So she was a big standout. But as well as some of, you know, the classic artists like your Trisha Yearwoods, your Shania Twains, they're people that I've always really looked up to and been quite heavily influenced by.
No, that's terrific. And what do your friends say when you say country music? Because in some portions of Australia, not so much in America, because country music, you know, is much loved in the United States. But over here, sometimes there's sometimes that little bit of embarrassment. Oh, you listen to country music. I don't think it should be so, but how do your friends react and people you meet saying, hey, I'm a country music singer?
Well, in the beginning, I always thought I'd be a little bit more on the pop side of things, but it was funnily enough some of my friends that said to me, you know, you actually sound country when you sing. Maybe you should, you know, give that a little bit more of a go. So they've always been very supportive, which is awesome. They're obviously in Melbourne, country music is a little bit of a smaller genre, but at the same time, you know, I think if you can make good music and people can enjoy listening to it, that's my aim, and hopefully can get a few more people listening to country music, because why not?
Absolutely. Now, we were talking about country music and you evolved in motorsports, supercars, all that sort of stuff, but you've got something coming up tomorrow with supercars at a very special place, in fact, hallowed ground.
I do. I'll be singing the national anthem at the opening round of the Supercars Championship at Bathurst.
Whoa!
Part of Australian motorsport is pretty exciting.
Wow! Now Bathurst, I mean, that is it's king, isn't it? When it comes to motorsport, how do you feel about that? That must be a real hoot for you.
It feels a little bit unreal at this point. I think until I get there, I'll still be in a little bit of disbelief, but I'm incredibly thankful for this opportunity I've been given. And as such a motorsport fan, you know, I respect Bathurst so highly. So I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to, you know, have this wonderful chance to bring out the national anthem.
Now, I reckon we'll watch Channel 7. That'll be broadcast live. I think we'll sort of take note of that, and we might even play that on the breakfast show on Monday morning. So no pressure.
No pressure at all. I just have to not think about the fact that everyone's going to be, you know, watching it on TV across the country.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. Now, you've also been invited to perform with Gina Jeffries at her Bathurst Panthers show. Now, hang on just a moment. Is that tomorrow as well?
It sure is. It was so funny that I was chatting to Rod, you know, only a week or so ago, and he knew I was doing the anthem, and he said, hang on a minute, that's the same day that we're playing Bathurst. You'd better come and, you know, sing a song with us. I'm absolutely thrilled to be doing that too. So it's going to be quite the day.
It certainly is, and you deserve it. Okay, let's get to your brand new single, which is called Hummingbird.
I've loved this song, and I had the pleasure of writing it with Rod and two of our great friends who are based in Nashville, Templeton Thompson and Sam Gay. We all jumped on Zoom in about April last year, so in the heat of the very first lockdown we were all facing, and we just all wanted to write a positive song that was going to uplift everyone's spirits. And, you know, while there's so much negativity going on and all the news that is quite overwhelming at times, we wanted to provide, you know, 3 minutes where people could hopefully have a reminder to look at the good things in life, spread a bit of love and joy around.
Oh, that's terrific. And that's what we need now, because there's so much. I mean, Marion, my wife and I have stopped watching the news. You know, we'll pick up bits and pieces on our social platforms and what have you. But we've stopped watching the news because it is angst and people at each other's throat and fear. And that's filling the world. And I love when you can write a song and just have that little escape for a few minutes. And that's what country music does, doesn't it?
Oh, it's so true. And I think you hit the nail on the head. The news just gets so overwhelming at the moment. And we've already got enough going on that we're all trying to think about and deal with. We don't need that added angst and negativity in our world. So, you know, I hope people are going to music more and listening to it to be that little bit of escape and that chance for them to switch off from the world and just, you know, relax into some country music.
Courtney Kyle, can I wish you all the best for the future? I don't think you need much luck because you've got the talent to back up what you're doing. So I wish you all the best for the future. Would you like to introduce your song Hummingbird on Fab FM?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been such a pleasure chatting to you. My name is Courtney Kyle, and you are listening to my brand new single Hummingbird on Fab FM.